வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 30th of May, 1974, in Geneva, Switzerland.
We wish to extend our heartfelt welcome to you. This republic is an independent state, part of Switzerland, and it has a reputation for being a great center of dialogue between all men of science, philosophy, and religion. Geneva is the seat of the World Council of Churches, and there is a Protestant pastor who is there as representative of the Canton of Geneva. Unique among the cities of the world, Geneva has had the privilege to greet many great religious heads, such as Pope Paul VI, head of the Russian Orthodox Church, and many others. As civil authorities, we are very much encouraged by religious or spiritual groups because they contribute to wake up the consciousness of the people, provided, of course, that they respect all the laws. For thousands of years, man has tried to find perfection through religious means. And for us, what is so much important is that this be done with tolerance. That whatever the books, whether they be the books of India, or the Torah, or the Quran, that they contribute to a general welfare of all men, and not that they fight each other. There is the need currently for men to understand each other better and hear each other better. The modern world neither has the time nor the interest to tolerate divisions between men, especially on the spiritual platform. As a result, everyone must try to improve the fate of the individual man through these means. Should we not then try to find some common language with which to solve these problems, all the while respecting the dignity of the common man? Finally, that this trip in Europe will give your divine grace new perspectives in the search for the truth.
So, Mr. President, and ladies and gentlemen, the kind words that you have spoken to receive me, I thank you very much all the same. A teaching principle is Bhagavad Dharma. And we do not say this is Christian religion or Hindu religion or Mohammedan religion. We speak the science of God. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse which says, Sabai Bhumishan Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Radhokhaji Ahituki Apratihata Jinata Sampratiga. That is first class religious system which teaches the follower how to love God. It doesn't matter what is the type of religion, religious process. Phalena parichyate, the thing is proved by the result how one has learned to love God. Sabai pungsang parodham. There are two kinds of religious engagements. One is called inferior and the other is called superior. The superior religious system is that which teaches the followers how to love God. Now, what kind of love? That is also expressed there. Ahoituki, without any motive. And apratihata. Apratihata means that religious system cannot be checked by any kind of material impediments. If we come to that platform, then Atma means the mind, the soul, also the body, intelligence, everything becomes fully satisfied. So our this principle of teaching is based on Bhagavad Gita. Perhaps you have heard the name of Bhagavad Gita, and some of you might have read it. Bhagavad Gita. See, Bhagavad Gita was spoken in the battlefield of Kurukshetra to groups of cousin brothers. They were fighting to occupy the kingdom, and in that place, Lord Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, happened to be present as the chariot driver of one group, Arjuna. So Arjuna was trying to avoid the fighting, because the other side, there were relatives, brothers. At that time, he was lamenting his body relationship. The other side is my brother, my grandfather, my nephews, my son-in-law. So that was the platform of speaking Bhagavad Gita. First of all, Krishna explained that we are not this body. The first instruction was given, dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumara yoganam jara tatha dehantara prapti dhirastatva namayyat. The first instruction of spiritual life is to understand that I am not this body. The example is given, very simple thing, that I am present, although I remember that I had a small body lying down on the lap of my mother. I remember when I was 6 months old, I was lying down on the lap of my eldest sister, and she was knitting. I still remember that. So everyone, we remember that we had a small body, and then another small body, then another small body. Those bodies are gone. I have got a different body now, but I remember that I had all this body. Therefore the conclusion should be, for the sober man, that although we have changed so many bodies, I, the person, the soul, am existing. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, tatha dehantara prati. Similarly, when I shall give up this body, I shall accept another body. This is the beginning of understanding that I am not this body, I am living in this body, just like I am not this core, but I am living within the core. There is a very vivid example in the Bhagavad Gita. If we read, we can understand that I am not this body. I am spirit soul. When this realization is there, that I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, the exact word used in the Vedic literature, aham brahmasmi, that stage has to be attained in human form of life. In the animal forms of life, this understanding that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, the animal stage of life, it is not possible to understand. But in the human form of life, it is possible, because human being is advanced in consciousness, and knowledge, and if he is educated, he can understand. And if he actually understands, then his position becomes Brahma-bhuta, self-realized, prasanna-atma. Immediately he becomes jubilant. There is no more any cause of moroseness. That is the symptom. Brahma-bhuta, prasanna-atma, no sutati, no kankati. Then there is no more hankering or lamentation. Samasarvishu-bhutis. At that state, Brahma-bhuta state, we can see everyone's spirit soul. I don't see an American or a Swiss gentleman or a French gentleman or a cat or dog or tree, but I see the spirit soul. That in that spiritual state, Brahma-bhuta state, samasarveshu-bhuteshu, one can see that within this body there is the spirit soul, and he wants to work for benefit of the spirit soul, not for the temporary body. So our Krishna consciousness movement is just on the principles of this Bhagavad Gita to understand his real identity, spiritual identity. Pandita samadarshina, vidya vinaya sampanne, brahmani, gavi hastini, suni cheta sapakisa, pandita samadarshina. Someone who is actually pandit, pandit means learned, and spiritually learned, he sees that a very learned scholar, Brahmin, and a dog, an elephant, a cow, or a low-born man, creature, all on the same platform of spiritual life. So unless you come to that point, this is so-called fighting and sectarianism is gone. So we want to teach people, and not only sectarian people in India or the so-called Hindus or Muslims or Christians, everyone, because everyone is spirit soul. And as soon as he understands that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, then he becomes completely happy. Jinatmasam prasidhi. So people will not be happy, will not be satisfied, unless and until he comes to that spiritual understanding. Now our humble method is on this principle, that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, and the spirit soul is eternal, therefore he has got to come to the platform of eternal happiness, eternal life and full knowledge. That is the perfection of life. And any type of religion, it doesn't matter what it is, which teaches this philosophy of life, that is first-class religious system. That is our conclusion. Thank you very much for your
attention. Is it evil?
Your cousin would like just to talk to you for a few minutes.
I was formally received by the French cardinal.
Daniel. He says that the discussion you had with the cardinal was very interesting.
Yes, unless we come to that position of understanding that I am not this body, real spiritual knowledge does not begin.
Understanding the philosophy, Monsieur le Président, does not understand why we find it necessary to dress differently, though.
The different dress means as you are paid for it. It's like we can go to a tailor, he'll supply you dress according to the payment you can make. Similarly, according to our karma, according to our work, we are given a type of body by the material nature. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Prakritakrimarani gunikarmani sarvasa. According, because actually I do not possess this material body, but because I am in this material world, I am given a type of body by the material nature according to my work.
Speaking about clothes, Monsieur le Président says that he's been to India and he understands that one dresses like this in India. But why would the disciples dress in America or in Europe in this way? Is it necessary?
No, it is not necessary. Dress you can have as you like. It doesn't matter. Because dress is a dead thing. The real thing is that you want a living being who can understand. That is real requisition.
Monsieur le Président would like to know, if this movement gets bigger and bigger, won't it create problems in terms of working, the economy? Won't the economy suffer if our movement gets bigger and bigger?
No, economy will not suffer, but economy will be simplified. Because we have made some artificial economy. Actually, in the Bhagavad Gita, we find the economic problem is solved by producing food grains. It is stated there, annan bhavanti bhutani. By eating food grains, both the animals and the man, they become stout and strong. That's a fact. According to Bhagavad Gita, economic problem can be solved anywhere. If you had some land, you produce your food grain and give it to the animals, especially to the cows, and she will give you in return milk. So if you get milk, fruits, vegetables and food grains, the whole economic problem is solved. We have already started this example in New Virginia. A group of men, we have got about 500 acres of land, and we keep cows, and they work to produce some vegetable and food grain, so they don't go outside for solving economic problems. At the present moment, now I am coming from India, in Bombay, there is strike, railway strike. People are in so miserable condition to go to their work, 50 miles, 40 miles, 100 miles, for earning their bread. This kind of economic situation has increased the problems of life. Rather, if we accept this economic problem, solution, that anywhere, any part of the world, you live, you don't require to go outside, 100 miles, 200 miles, 500 miles, no. You produce your food there, keep animals, then everything is solved. Actually, the problem is, as is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma mitru jarabhyadhi dukkha dosamidasana. One should take up these problems very serious. Birth, death, old age and disease. So, actually, as spirit soul, we have no birth, no death. He'll find in the Bhagavad. Na jayatanam riyateva kadachit. The living entity does not take birth. Na jayatanam riyateva. Neither he dies. Na hannate hannamane sarire. After the destruction of the body, the living entity does not annihilate. He, just like we have got already the example, my body, childhood body is annihilated. Still I am existing. Similarly, I will exist. Now the problem is, how I shall exist? I shall exist eternally in full knowledge and in blissfulness. That is the idea. But so long we accept this material body, it is just the opposite. It is miserable without any knowledge and without eternity. Philosophy should be to save our time from complicated economic problems. We should make our life simple and save time for spiritual cultivation so that we can be relieved from repetition of birth, death, old age and disease.
Merci, votre divine grâce.
Thank you very much.